Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you for letting us take the floor under this agenda item. And we acknowledge that we're going to come back to this issue at a later stage. But acknowledging that fact, we would still like to make some comments around the recommendation section of your draft. In a general sense, the UK would support recommendations that are designed to move the work of this group forward. As I've already said this week, there is much convergence within this group, but also some significant divergence. And we must convert those commonalities into progressive recommendations, but also acknowledge the divergences and direct further work to focus on those issues. The UK agrees that the current mandate provides sufficient flexibility to drive the work of this group. But that said, the UK also recognises that it is important to consider any proposals for amendment that enable this group to move forward effectively. I'd like to move on to some more specific matters regarding paragraph 30. So in paragraph 30, the UK would appreciate some elaboration and clarification on the terms single set of measures that are in paragraph 30b. We are concerned that this language would unnecessarily restrict the work of this group. This meeting is aware that the UK would strongly support further work in the GGE that focused on exposition of the law as it applies to laws and developing and collating good practice relating to the various activities throughout the life cycle of a weapon system which would impact upon compliance with IHL. The UK is also co-sponsoring a proposal that advocates a series of draft articles which would constitute an impactful measure by setting forth common international understandings of prohibitions and other regulatory measures for the effective implementation of IHL principles and requirements in relation to laws. We believe that all of these proposals provide a meaningful advancement to efforts to drive the behaviour of states in relation to the adoption and use of autonomous weapon systems. And therefore, we feel that a mandate that does not facilitate this work would lack ambition. We are concerned, therefore, that the term a single set of measures is not reflective of this position. Furthermore, the UK recognises the desire for many states for a legally binding instrument. As we said in March, if a legally binding instrument was to achieve consensus within this group, it would not be a full stop, and further measures, including risk mitigation and confidence building measures, would still be required to operationalise the instrument. So, would this work be precluded by an agreement on a single set of measures? Thank you, Mr. Chair.